run the fields of
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hello there, good afternoon, listener. Hope you're well, hope you're good form and fine fettle for this sunny Monday. Starting us off, three in a row, featuring John Hogan. Love.
Well, you told me when I walked out, I wouldn't do too well. Trying to live without you was gonna be hell. But I never even looked back at all the love we had. Honey, that's when things started looking so bad. And you started looking so good. Got a brand new hairdo, a brand new smile, a brand new walk, you're driving me wild. You're a brand new woman with a brand new man. It's more than this whole heart can stand. But I take you back in New York minute, Lord knows that I would. When things started looking so bad, honey, why'd you start looking so good? Did your eyes always sparkle? God, I must have been blind. Are those the same two lips that once touched mine? I never knew what I wanted. I never knew what I had. Till the day that things started looking so bad. And you started looking so good. You got a brand new house and a brand new car. I never dreamed you would go this far. You're a brand new woman with a new last name. Things could never be the same. But I take you back in a New York minute. Lord knows that I would. When things started looking so bad, honey, why'd you start looking so good? Well, I must have been crazy. Lord knows I must have been crazy. Will ever walk away from you, baby. You're the best thing I ever had. Forever. I wanted it to last forever. I had to find something better. That's when things start looking so bad. And you started looking so good. You got a brand new hairdo, a brand new smile, a brand new walk that's driving me wild. You're a brand new woman with a brand new man. It's more than this old heart can stand. But I take you back in a New York minute. Lord knows that I would. When things started looking so bad, honey, why'd you start looking so good? When things started looking so bad, why'd you start looking so good?
A solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
This whole world would be yours to have and to hold. If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold. If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold, I'd have all the riches my pockets would.
I'd be oh so wealthy with treasures untold.
If teardrops were pennies.
teardrops where pennies and heartaches were gold. I'd have all the riches my pockets would hold. I'd be oh so wealthy with treasures of gold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold. But if teardrops are pennies, then heartaches are.
I was just someone you used to run around with, someone you knew who'd walk with you to school. You regarded me no more than just the boy next door, but all the time I longed to hold you tight. Let me be your stepping stone. Let me be your light in the dark. Let me hold your hand when you need a friend. Let me love you, my together. Each day we'd walk that lonely road back home, and with every passing mile, how I'd love you all the while, and long to hold and kiss you tenderly. Let me be your stepping stone. Let me be your light in the dark. Let me hold your hand when you need a friend. Let me love you, my
Ah, cracking stuff. John Hogarth, three songs featuring John Hogarth. That was Stepping Stone before that, together with Johnny Brady, and also Jimmy Buckley's daughter, Claudia Buckley, and the song of Teardrops of Pennies. And starting us off, Why You Start Looking So Good, latest release from John Hogarth. Listen, a very good afternoon to you. I do hope your day is going well. Hopefully all is good. I have to say, sunny, warm weather it is in this part of the world. It is for today. Hi, Elizabeth Maddox. It is good to have you along. Hopefully well. Hope you're good form and fine fettle. Ken Roberts. Hi, Ken. Hopefully life in Australia is going good for the moment. And Paul Griffin. Hi to you, Paul. Hopefully that you're well. James Blair. Hi to you, James. Good to have you along. Hopefully that all is well. James Mullen also. Hi, James. Good to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well and you're in good form for today. Today being Monday, 7th of July. It's World Health Day, Community Garden Week, Day of Remembrance of the Victims of the Rwanda Genocide, Beaver International Beaver Day, International Day of Reflection on the Genocide in Rwanda, International Snail Papers Day, International... it's also Make the First Move Day, Metric System Day, Motherhood and Beauty Day, Mozambican National Women's Day, Coffee Cake Day, who knew? Also, it's No Housework Day, Pet Health Insurance Day, Public Television Day, Hung King's Festival, and that's just some of the things that it is for today. Hopefully your day is good. Brand new release, last one, Mark Roberts, Emily and Me.
Emily We were both 16, going on 30. She lived just down the road. Her family moved in from California. A blonde tomboy with a freckled nose. She could catch a ball, she could throw a rock. Funny how the pretty girls think they're not. We spent that summer sun in our bare feet. Emily, me. Opened our first beer together. We felt like Bonnie and Clyde. Snuck her mama's car down the country back road, taking turns learning how to drive. We were best friends and a little more. Never opened love's forbidden door, but I think we were in love to some degree. Emily, I'd give anything to hear you laughing. Cut through the years somehow. Emily, do I ever cross your mind? I thought it was always gonna be Emily. Got transferred out to Vegas. We said we'd call and write. Sometimes I still think about her when it thunderstorms at night. Now I've been in love a time or two, or the motions people just go through, but nothing like that summer wild and free. Emily, give anything to hear you laughing. Cut through the years somehow. Emily, do I ever cross your mind? I thought it was always gonna be Emily. In my heart at least it's always gonna be Emily.
I'm Alison Mark Roberts, Emily and me. Good to have you along. Hopefully you're well. Hi, Caroline Wall Dixon. Great to have you along. Singer extraordinaire. Today, back in 1541, the very first Spanish missionary, Francis Xavier, leaves Lisbon for the Portuguese East Indies as the very first Jesuit missionary. The Gallivanters, Dig Season.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice turned off exactly as you passed my exit sign. You kept on driving straight and left our future to the right, and now I'm stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories of something, even smoking weed is not replaced, and I am terrified of weather, 'cause I see you when it rains. The doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the plains. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim of drinking alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. And now you're tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something from good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from dad. And I am no longer funny, 'cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, cause I just like to play the victim of drinking alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. And now your tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim on drinking alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. And now your tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
Ah, there we go. Stick Caesar, that is the Gallivators. Very, very good afternoon. Hope you're well. With you on Irish Radio, with you on Wild Country, with you on Global Irish Radio, all over the place we are today. Cracky song. This is Brendan Shine together with daughter Emily. Great version of this one. It's called Love, Love, Love.
But a bottle in his hand.
She sat in her apartment rotten to the bone, wondering what had happened to her man.
Love, 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 nobody ever understands. Between a woman and a man. When they walked down the sidewalks, the streets they did shine with the kind of love no human heart can fake.
And they vowed to stay together till the end of time, like the couple standing on top of the wedding cake.
Close to the flame of love, unless you are willing to get burned.
Love, 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 love. Nobody ever understands all the things that go between a woman and a man. Love, 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 love. Nobody ever understands all the things that go between a woman.
Ah, Christ, so Brendan and Emily Shine, love, 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 with you all over Belfast and Lurgan on Wild Country. Great to have you along. Hi, Paul. All the rest of the clan, it's good to have you with us. So hope you're well. Hope you're in good form and fine fettle for this sunny Monday.
Very well. I must be on my way.
DJ Liz Maddox here. Please join me on Tuesday nights on irishradio.org from 7 to 9, playing all your favourite tunes.
Ah, cracky, well, there's Callum MacPhail from Scotland together with Sean McGee from Fermanagh. Ah, the Levy of Liverpool.
It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. I have shipped an eye Yankee sailing ship, Davy Crockett is her name, and the captain's name was Burgess, and they say that she's afloat in hell.
So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, my darling, when I think of thee. On the harbour, love, and I wish that I could remain, for I know it'll be a long, long time before I see you again.
So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, and I think of thee. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. But my darling, when I think of thee.
Crack stuff. Scotland's Callum MacPhail together with Fermanagh's Sean McGee there, and their take on the leaving of Liverpool. Today, back in 1739, one Dick Turpin met his end. He was executed in England for horse stealing. There you go.
Hi, Glenn Levi here. Tune in every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. for the Glenn Levi Show, playing the best in Irish and country music.
Paul Griffin has requested, cracky, saw this, Cleona Hagan now, Travelling Soldier.
Two days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army. The rain set down in a boot, cafe, they're giving order to a girl with a bow in her head. He's a little shy, so she gives him a smile. Said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? Feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one. Just sent a letter to you. Would you mind if I sent one back here to I'm dead. Crying all alone under the stands was a Bigelow player and a marching band and one named Red, and nobody really cared. Oh, but a pretty little girl with a bow in her
Cracky song. Clona Hagen. That's the Traveling Soldier. Hi, Jim Ed Houston. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well. I'm on a compulsory vacation. Fair play, Jim Ed. Good to have you along. Hopefully life is going well. Singer and entertainer extraordinaire. Today, back in 1795, France adopts the meter as a basic measurement of length. And so it went on to be pretty popular.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10. Telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15. Telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6. Telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham opens 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish Roasting Beef. Now stocking Limerick Hams and cooked Limerick Hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market. 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Your phone call took me by surprise.
Dermot O'Hara, musician, singer and entertainer.
It's time to say goodbye to yesterday.
Dermot O'Hara, singer and entertainer.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk.
Dermot O'Hara. And you can catch Dermot O'Hara on Facebook / Dermot.O'Hara singer. Website DermotO'Hara.com. YouTube.com, Dermot Sings, and search him on Spotify, Dermot O'Hara.
Just let your love flow, like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport, and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Hi, Joe O'Brien here from All Things Country. Join me every Tuesday night, live with you here on irishradio.org for the new releases show and, of course, the top 5 countdown from our charts. So join me live here on irishradio.org every Tuesday night from 9 until 11 p.m.
Hi, it's DJ Terry here. I hope you can join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 7 till 10, playing the best of Irish, the best of Irish country, some new releases, and taking your requests live here on irishradio.org.
On our side, had faith in what we were, took it in my stride. Hanging on to every word you said, dreaming dreams for two of better times ahead. You're the only light I ever loved. I placed you high with the stars above.
the one regret that I dream of. You're the only light I ever loved.
When every promise made has turned to clay, I wish I knew back then the way I feel today. Not everything that's written turns to stone. I'll cherish memories as I carry on alone.
You're the only light I ever loved. High with the stars above, the one regret that I dream of. You're the only light I ever loved. I ever loved, up is too high, with the stars above, the one regret that I dream of. You're the only light I ever loved.
You're the only light,
you're the only light
I ever loved.
I ever loved,
up is too high, with the stars above.
All the one regret that I dream of. You're the only light I ever loved. You're the only light I ever loved.
Ah, Christ, off the only lie I ever loved, Derek Ryan, together with Olivia Douglas. Today, back in 1827, the English chemist John Walker sells the world's first friction matches for 1 shilling and 2d, 2 pence, 60 new pence per 100 matches in a tin case with a piece of sandpaper. And so the match was founded. Daniel O'Donnell today has been forced to tell fans he is not sick in hospital after a scam where there were phony pictures of Daniel ill in hospital and all the rest of it, looking for money. They really will try anything, won't they?
Way up in the north in Old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. She's the sweetest rose Ireland's ever grown. And sure as the moon and stars above, I'm falling head over heels in love with the pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulster Band, they're just as pretty in Monaghan. This to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, 'cause there between the northern towns, there's a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring, tells a friend she's going to marry me. Best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see but my pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. Down in the south in Old Tramore, I recall the yellow dress she wore. She strolled along the shore there all alone. But I guess it was my lucky day, she came there on holiday. My pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring, tells a friend she's going to marry me. Best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what she's done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see but a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. My pretty little girl from Omagh in
the county of Tyrone.
Ah, Christ, a pretty girl from Oba. Daniel O'Donnell, cracking song.
Hello, folks. This is Colin Harney, and you're listening to my good friend, Jerry Byrne, on IrishRadio.org.
Stuff. Trouble, but as Carol Wall Nixon, a good sound, good song. Betty Reynolds in Drumlish, Cutty Lawford. Yep, got your request for those artists. They are on the way. It's good to have you along.
Hi, this is Joy Adams from New Zealand. Join me for the Classic Country Show with all your favourite traditional country artists along with indie artists from all around the world on irishradio.org. You can hear my show every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m., Tuesday 3 to 4 p.m. and Friday midnight to 1 a.m. on irishradio.org. Also available on Alexa Live, TuneIn and Radio Garden. The Classic Country Show with Joy Adams.
Classic Country Show.
With you today on Global Irish Radio, with your wild country, with you on Irish Radio all over the place. Coda Cooper. Cracking on the old maid of the garret.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother, going to wedding is the making of another. But if this is true, I will go without bidding. Oh, kind providence, would you send me to a wedding and a soldier in me? How would it be if I die your maid in the garret? Not handsome or good looking, barely 16, and she's had a pelvic curtain. Now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I, 45,
and I've never had an offer, and it's only me. How would it be if I die your maid in the yard? I can cook and I can sew, I keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and I'll get the breakfast ready. There's something in this wide world would make me half so cheery. The wee fat man who would call me his theory and told me, how would it be if I die old maid in the garret? Man, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploy by Uncle Sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man of gold that will marry me so steady and adore, dear me. How would it be if I die, oh maid in the garret? Well, oh, I'm away from home, but there's nobody. When I get a man, then I'll surely get a tavern and a show, dear me. How would it be if I die, old maid in the garret? And a show, dear me. How would it be if I die, old maid in the garret?
Ah, Christ, off the old maid of the garret, Clodagh Cooper, great one indeed, cracky, cracky song. Della Mullen, how you doing, Della? Great to have you along, hope you're well. And good form in Ellestree in Hertfordshire, native of the County Mayo. Today, back in 1853, Queen Victoria asked John Snow to administer chloroform during the delivery of her eighth child. And hence went on to have the common practice. It was started off by physician and father of modern epidemiology, John Snow, way back 1853. Lovely, lovely song, great version of this one, written by Patsy Kavanagh from County Donegal. This is Pat Mulcrone. As requested, a song by Pat Mulcrone, cracking with this, can't hold the years back, how true it is, they're flying by.
I'm reading a letter, it makes me feel better, it sure does me good to see an old lady smile. And watch as she wanders back through the memories, down through the years and the thousands of miles, to reach out her arms, hold me or scold me, or a laugh and a warning instead. Then supper and prayers and a room by the stairs, where three of us lay down our heads. But I can't hold the years back, I can't hold the tears back, the joy or the sadness of so long ago. I can't make that same sun shine through the window or turn this old house back into a home. Together
means staying together, but the winds of time, they do blow. The books in that old room are wrapped in their own gloom with lessons that even I didn't know. The medals of glory, each success story is polished and framed by old hands that care. The card of remembrance is one extra long glance for the one who didn't get anywhere. But I can't hold the years back. I can't hold the tears back. The joy or the sadness of so long ago, I can't make that same sun shine through the window or turn this old house back into a home. Make that same sun shine through the window or turn this old house back into a home.
Oh, the Craig song, how true it is. Count all those years back. Pat Mulcrone, great song. Afternoon.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hello, I'm Jerry Byrne. Join me every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for the Chart Show. These are the songs that's voted for by you each day over the previous week. And remember, vote each day for your favourite three songs. Click on the link on the website. Click on the link on my Facebook page, Irish Radio Facebook page, or Gerald Brown's Facebook page. And you can vote for your favourite three songs each day up until 3 p.m. on Saturday, UK Irish time. And remember, join me every Sunday morning, UK Irish time, from 11 o'clock for the Chart Show.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hi. Roll back the carpet, kick off your shoes, take a turn around the floor and dance away your blues. These are the happy times my memory still recalls, when Grandma sang and Grandpa took the fiddle from the wall. A little while my memory still recalls when Grandma sang and cried.
wall.
Christ, from Effie Neal, her latest offering, and the fiddle on the wall. Today, back in 1896, the Australian athlete Edwin Flack, known as Teddy Flack, wins gold in the very first Olympic 1500-metre final at the inaugural Modern Games in Athens. He went on to win the 800 metres 2 days later. Do you know, during World War II, the British and the Soviets launched a joint invasion of neutral Iran? Why was that? Pretty simple. It was the oil, the black gold. Simple as that. There's a brand new release out today from Connor Owens. He's taking part in the Dollar Cheer competition. This is the Texas Tornado. Connor Owens, brand new release, hot off the presses today.
She's a Texas tornado from Laredo. She's a hurricane from Miami Beach. She's a long leg twister from Oklahoma City. Everybody calls her Georgia Peach. She blew in like a Texas tornado, and she touched down all over the place. Well, I did my best to grab her, but she finally blew up in my face. She's a Texas tornado from Laredo. She's a hurricane from Miami Beach. She's a long leg twister from Oklahoma City. Everybody calls her Georgia Peach. Summer, and as cruel as a San Francisco fog. Sweet as a hive full of honey, and as mean as an old junkyard dog. She's a Texas tornado from Laredo. She's a hurricane from Miami Beach. She's a long lake twister from Oklahoma City. Everybody calls her Georgia Peach. Yes, she's a Texas tornado, straight from Laredo, and everybody calls her Georgia Peach.
Christ, off Connor Owens. She's a Texas tornado. Speaking of Texas, today in 1902, the Texas Oil Company forms. Today, it's known as Texaco. Still around.
Live from London on Global Irish Radio, you're listening to the voice of London Irish, Jerry Byrne, streaming live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
Also on Wild Country. Classic favourite from County Antrim, the Green Lands of Antrim. This is a group called Just Two.
Far across yonder blue lies a true fairyland, with the sea ripping over the shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. If only you, I'd land above the moon, turn a blue
calling to me. Soon I hope to return to my own cushion dove. There's the one place for me that can outshine them all. Sure, I know every stone, I recall every tree, where the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. I would call at a cabin close down by the shore, and I'd knock with my heart on that wee cabin door. The sun shone gold in the lap of the sea, and the green glens of Antrim were smiling on me.
Off a group called Just Two, they're no longer around, and that's Green Glens of Antrim. Today, back in 1923, the very first brain tumour operation under local anaesthetic was performed at the Beth Israel Hospital in New York City by Dr. K. Winfield Ney. And today, back in 1926, Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator, was shot at three times by Violet Gibson in Rome. She was a pretty pure shot, she only hit him once, and that was in the nose. There you go, just all the things that happened. Keela Brown is on the way, James Blair, Irish Radio, good to have you with us. Hopefully that you're in good form and fine fettle. Nice on this, Maisie Brady. This is Paper Hearts.
We made promises under a fading sky, folded dreams in paper hearts so high. Didn't know how fragile we could be, till the wind pulled you away from me. You were chasing stars I couldn't see, but I held on, thought you'd come back for me. The truth was hidden in plain sight, but I'm not staying up all night. No more waiting for your call, 'cause I've learned how to stand tall.
But I won't be stuck in the past. What we had was
saw through every move that led me back to you. I was young, but now I see how easy it is to set me free. No more clouds hanging over my head. You won't catch me breaking down instead. I'm turning pages, writing new, with or without you.
And that's Maisie Brady there. That is Paper Hearts. It's Irish Radio. It's a good afternoon. Ah, Seamus Moore, Poking Mabs.
All alone on 20 acres, just outside Charlestown. Farming was improving, but the ladies let him down. Someone told him about Facebook and finding friends online, a computer and a broadband, and be japers, he'd be fine. Then he organised a password and a username. The username was lonely, and the password is I'm game. He logged on every morning, afternoon and night. 15 friends and growing, and the future's looking bright. He's updating his status 100 times a day. He's on the chat to women 1,000 miles away. Sure he's poking, posting, sharing and befriending all the way. Sure he's had no life at all before the internet highway. His profile, it was sketchy, no info there at all. His interest was in music, women and football. He thought, what else can I do to make myself a hit? So he changed his cover photo to a picture of Brad Pitt. He liked the post of a young man who wanted someone mature. He posted on her timeline that he felt insecure. She said to open up the chat so they could talk some more. He befriended her when he found out that she was 94. He's updating his status. He's on the chat to women 1,000 miles away. Sure he's poking, posting, sharing and befriending all the way. Sure he's had no life at all before the internet highway. After several private messages, he thought he'd met the one. After he liked her status, the flirting had begun. She said she'd like to meet up. He thought he'd jibs and sound. He was about to pop the question when the internet went down. He's updating his status 100 times a day, and he's on the chat to women 1,000 miles away. He's poking, posting, sharing and befriending all the way. He's had no life at all before the internet highway. He's poking, posting, sharing and befriending all the way. He had no life at all before the internet highway. Sure there was no life at all before the internet highway.
Ah, press over the internet highway. Today back in 1934 in India, Mahatma Gandhi suspended his campaign of civil disobedience. This gentleman passed away last year, the 4th of April. Very, very talented man from Carrie Duff, Crawford Bell.
Lord Mary took the running with the traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hands. It's a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, Mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, I'm tired of hanging around, I gotta roll on between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go around and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway goes on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with the traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going, just a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it felt so right, leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland where anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Well, did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got in trouble, like a daughter gone bad? It gets so hot down in Louisiana. Now the stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun. Well, it ain't no time for lengthy speeches. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She said, never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it felt so right, leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She said, never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it felt so right, leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go. Around and around nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. There ain't no way to stop the water.
Ah, Christ, off there, the late Crawford Bell from Carry Duff, and the song is called Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. Cracky version, very, very talented gentleman, gentleman with the pleasure of knowing, indeed, interviewed him a couple of years back. Irish Radio it is. It's a very good afternoon. I hope you're in good form and fine fettle for today. Brand new release as requested from Keelan Brown. Hey, little did I know.
Darling, skin of ivory, angel eyes. Every man in Louisiana wanted her sweet love. She swore on the Bible, she was mine, oh mine. Hey, little did I know, she was wild as a vial. Catch a man on a cable, hang his heart on the line. Told me I was under her spell, but I wouldn't listen. I was lovesick. Without your Lena, life would be living hell. Hey, little did I know, she was wild as a vial. Catch a man on a cable, hang his heart on the line. I thought I could hold her, be all my own.
Ah, Christ off there. That's the latest release from Keelan Brown, Little Did I Know. Did you know that 1 in 200 men are a direct descendant of Genghis Khan? The Mongolian emperor had at least 11 children. Scientists conducted a study in 2003 that showed that 1 in 200 men share a Y chromosome with the conqueror. May not sound like a lot, but you've got to consider that there are roughly 3.7 billion men on the planet. That makes a total of around 19 million men, ancestors of Genghis Khan. Who knew? Cracking with this, Barry Owen. Hey, it's over and done.
I reach out my hands in an empty bed. No arms to hold me, just an aching head. Last night the whiskey got a hold of me. Now you're not beside me. Finally I see. Oh, I gotta stop drinking. I gotta start thinking. That loving you, girl, is all I need. No use me praying or even saying. Yeah, the time for talking's over and done. 'Cause it's over and done. Yes, it's over and done. Take away the gray clouds. I wanna see the sun. The party's over and I've had my fun. Please come back, darling, 'cause it's over and done. Speak louder than words as all my promises get overturned. For the love of the bottle or my love for you, I gotta make my mind up or else we're through. 'Cause it's over and done. Yes, it's over and done. Take away the gray clouds. I wanna see the sun. Party's over and I've had my fun. Please come back, darling, 'cause it's over and done. I'll have a good old time with whiskey and wine, but if I lose your love, it would be a crime. It's over and done. Yes, it's over and done. Take away the gray clouds. I wanna see the sun. The party's over and I've had my fun. Please come back, darling, 'cause it's over and done. 'Cause it's over and done.
It's over and done.
Yes, it's over and done. Take away the gray clouds. I wanna see the sun. Oh, the party's over and I've had my fun. Please come back, darling, 'cause it's over and done.
Ah, Christ on, hey, it's over and done, Barry Owen, good song. Did you know after World War II, Russia actually ran out of vodka, believe it or believe it not.
I'm dreaming of you, true.
Hello folks, DJ Declan here. Why don't you join me every Wednesday evening between 5pm and 7pm UK and Irish time for the very best in your Irish country music? Why don't you drop me a line during the show? It's the Irish Connection Show at gmail.com and I'd certainly be love to play a tune or two for you. So that's every Wednesday evening between 5pm and 7pm only here on irishradio.org.
Ah, make a date with Declan now. Irish Radio it is. Brand new Sounds Irish on the way after 3 o'clock today. This last was a jockey on Saturday. Didn't have a lot of success, but nonetheless took part. She did win it a couple of years ago. Rachel Blackmore.
From the fields of Tipperary and the hills of Killinall came famous sporting heroes, legends one and all. A new name has been added to the Jockey's Hall of Fame. The toast of Tipperary, Rachel Blackmore is her name.
The pride of Tipperary, the rose of Slieve na Mon.
for National Hunt Racing, Rachel Blackmore's number one. She made it all look easy as she crossed the finish line. Another win for Ireland, a legend in her time. Ride on, Rachel Blackmore, with honour and with pride. Our nation all stood cheering as you made that famous ride. With the mighty honeysuckle, our flag you did unfurl, when you rode that horse to victory and won the champion hurl. The pride of Tipperary, the rose of Slieve na Mon, for National Hunt Racing, Rachel Blackmore's number one. She made it all look easy as she crossed that finish line. Another win for Ireland, a legend in her time. Your deeds will be remembered in historic Killinall. When on the Cotswold Racecourse, the world you did enthrall. No crowd there to cheer you, but you didn't seem to mind. Your star shone bright in Cheltenham as you left the rest behind. The pride of Tipperary, the rose of Slieve na Mon, for National Hunt Racing, Rachel Blackmore's number one. She made it all look easy as she crossed that finish line. Another win for Ireland, a legend in her time. Then she came to Aintree on that famous April day. There she rode Manila times and blew the field away. The first girl in its history, she never would give up. Now Aintree's Grand National has a new name on its cup. The pride of Tipperary, the rose of Slieve na Mon, for National Hunt Racing, Rachel Blackmore's number one. She made it all look easy as she crossed that finish line. Another win for Ireland, a legend in her time. The pride of Tipperary, the rose of Slieve na Mon, for National Hunt Racing, Rachel Blackmore's number one. She made it all look easy as she crossed that finish line. Another win for Ireland, a legend in her time. Another win for Ireland, a legend in her time.
Ah, Christ off there, Mick Foster. And the Ballad of Rachel Blackmore. Did you know during the Great Depression there were dance marathons in the USA? It wasn't exactly a means of keeping the American spirit up through the darkest of financial times in history. The Human Endurance Contest served as a way of giving broke married couples a roof over their head and food to eat for a few days. The dance partners would take turns sleeping while the others propped them up and continued dancing with them. Believe it or believe it not. May have to start that again. Well, things are going... I'll crack you with this German O'Hara. Sunday morning coming down, current number one.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet, my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair. I stumbled down the stairs to meet today. I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched the smoke kept playing with the can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes
like somebody and feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. Up daddy with laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside the Sunday school and listened to the songs that they were singing. Across the empty street and somewhere far away, a lonely bell was ringing. Through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing Lord that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday that makes somebody feel alone. There's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound on a sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. On the sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Christ, of German O'Hara, current number one. That is Sunday morning coming down. Today, back in 1946, Syria gained its independence from France, was officially recognised. Did you know the Circus Maximus in Rome is still one of the world's largest capacity sports arenas ever built? It was used for executions of prisoners. Historians believe that the Circus Maximus could hold between 150 and 250,000 people at any one time. That means it could hold more spectators than India's Narendra Modi Stadium, which is the world's largest capacity stadium, which can hold roughly 132,000 people. Wowee, that is a lot of people.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10. Telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15. Telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6. Telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish Roasting Beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Your phone call took me by surprise.
Jeremy O'Hara, musician, singer and entertainer.
It's time to say goodbye to yesterday.
Jeremy O'Hara, singer and entertainer.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk.
Jeremy O'Hara. And you can catch Jeremy O'Hara on Facebook / Dermot.O'Hara Singer. Website DermotO'Hara.com, YouTube.com Dermot Sings, and search him on Spotify, Jeremy O'Hara.
Just let your love flow like a mountain stream and let your love grow with the smallest.
Hi, Joe O'Brien here from All Things Country. Join me every Tuesday night, live with you here on irishradio.org for the new releases show and, of course, the top five countdown from our charts. So join me live here on irishradio.org every Tuesday night from 9 until 11 p.m.
Hi, it's JJ Terry here. I hope you can join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 7 till 10, playing the best of Irish, the best of Irish country, some new releases, and taking your requests live here on irishradio.org.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, and this time we're going to do a wee song. It's all about a man who became his own grandfather. Hey!
Well, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. That widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law, and it changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so he was my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then Dad also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. Hey, I'm my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Well, my father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and so he was my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Well, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Hey! I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. 'Cause I'm my own grandpa.
Ah, Christ off, eh? I'm my own grandpa. Hi, Jen Walker. Good to have you along. Jen, listen, I hope life in Florida is good today. Today, back in 1959, Oklahoma ended prohibition officially after a phenomenal 51 years. Lovely song. Chloe Winters, Down That Dixie Road.
Sing to the rhythm on that front porch swing, and the moonlight was the spotlight that we shared. I found new notes on that old guitar. He believed I could be a star. He told me that he wanted to be fair. He said my love will only hold you down, and girl, you're glory bound. We can share a world of different dreams. So I chased mine, and he found his too. Someone else made his come true. Now I'm a star, but every time I sing, my heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time. An LA life can burn like hell once you know you left heaven waiting down the Dixie road. Every night I'm in a different place, searching every stranger's face, trying to find there's just not there. Goes drifting down a dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time. LA lights, they burn like hell once you know you left heaven waiting down the Dixie road. My heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time.
Crack is tough there. Down the Dixie Road, Chloe Winters. That's her latest song. Irish Radio, it is. Did you know that back in 1968, today, gangsters Harry Hill and Tommy DeSimeon committed the Air France robbery? They stole $420,000 from a cargo terminal at New York City's JFK International Airport. A lot of money for back then. Did you know that Hitler's nephew actually fought against the Nazis during World War II? Believe it or believe it not. My song, Trevor Dixon, My Home in County Down.
I haven't been where across the screen for 10 years
and a day.
I am a traveling man, you see, whistle's what I play. But now I'm getting older and my traveling days are done. I'll be winging on that silver bird back to where I was born. Shout in the silent valley until the words all drown. For soon I'm going to wake up in my home in County Down.
Thank you.
Now traveling the world is good for broadening the mind. I've been a lot of places, and some of them were fine. But there's a picture in my dreams of a girl they call Doreen, and an old record of Johnny Cash singing 40 Shades of Green. Soon I'm going to wake up in my home in County Down, take a boat from Strangford down the port to Fairy Town. Shout in the silent valley until the words all drown. For soon I'm going to wake up in my home in County Down. For soon I'm going to wake up in my home in County Down.
Ah, cracking stuff there. Trevor Dixon from County Down, my home in County Down. Mary Malloy, how you doing, Mary? Hopefully you're well. I did play John Hogan's new song just earlier on in the programme. Hope you're well. Shade Owens, Some Nights.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. And some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish that they'd fall off. But I still wake up, well, I still see your ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Christ out there, Shane Owens, that is Some Lights. Today back in 1983, the oldest human skeleton was discovered in Egypt, 80,000 years old. Wowie, that is old. A good song, Cornelius Edgerton. Me and You, and A Dog Named Boo. great version.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. The power made that old car go, a woman's mind told me that so. Settling down in my brain. Though it's only been a month or so, that old car's bugging us to go. We gotta get away and get back on the road again. Me and you and the dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you.
Ah, crying stuff. There we go. That is Camellia's Edition, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Jen Walker, good to have you along in Florida for an early morning. I missed my Georgia clay. There you go. Today, back in 1994, the American soul singer Percy Sledge pleaded guilty to tax evasion. He received a sentence of 6 months in a halfway house, 5 years of probation in order to pay $96,000 in back taxes and penalties. Just shows you the only two things for sure in life is death and taxes. Robert Mazzell, Hey, I Play the Road.
I play the road, and the highway's our song. Every city's like the same three chords, been helping us along when the story's told, and the crowd has come and gone. Shaking off the miles, trying to make it home. Every exit is a season, every signal is a beacon, and the wind carries me, and it eases up my load. Every day I drag the turns, every candle still burns, and every lesson I have learned brings us closer to the crowd. I play the road, and the highway is our song. And every city is like the same three chords, been helping us along when the story's told, and the crowd is come and gone. Shaking off the miles and trying to make it home. It is our steeple and brings us to the people,
and they will be there waiting, dancing young and old. And every one of us is tired, but everyone remains inspired. And every one of us required to keep picking through our souls. I play the road, and the highway is our song. And every city is like the same three chords, and helping us along when the story's told. And the crowd is come and gone, shaking off the miles and trying to make it home. With a suitcase and a guitar in your hand, kissing me and my goodbye with a tear and a smile. Where do you go, Daddy? Where do you go? I play the road, and this hobby is our song. In every city is like the same three chords, helping us along when the story's told. And the crowd is done and gone, shaking off the miles, just trying to make it home. Shaking off the miles, mile after mile, baby, I'm coming home.
Across our Royal Roselle there, here, play the road, afternoon to you, with you on globalirishradio.com, with you on Wild Country. It's great to have you along today. Today in 2003, US troops captured Baghdad. Saddam Hussein's regime fell 2 days later, as requested. Treadstone, Bee's Wing.
I was 19 when I came to town, they call it the summer of love. They were burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job at the steamy down in Caldrum Street. I fell in love with a laundry girl that was working next to me. A brown hair zigzagged around her face and the look of half surprise, like a fox caught in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. And she said, oh man, oh can't you see, well I'm not the factory kind, and if you don't take me out of here I'll surely lose me mind. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, and so fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love I'll stay, and you wouldn't want me any other way. We bust around the market towns, from pigging down in Kent. We could tinker pots and pans and knives wherever we went. Well, I said no, we might settle down and get a few acres dug, with a fire burning in the heart and babies on the rug. She said, oh man, you foolish man, that surely sounds like hell. Now you might be lord of half the world, but you'll not own me as well. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, and so fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love I'll stay, and you wouldn't want me any other way. We was camping down the Gower one time, the work was pretty good, but she said we shouldn't wait for harvest, I thought maybe we should. We were drinking more in those days, and our fevers reached the pitch. And like a fool I let her run when she took the rambling itch. And last I heard she's sleeping out back on the Derby beat, a white horse in her hip pocket and a wolf found at her feet. Well, it says she even married once to a man named Romany Brown. Ah, but even a gypsy caravan's too much like settling down. They say her flower is fading now from her weather and her booze. Ah, but baby, that's the price you pay for the chains that you refuse. And she was a rare thing,
fine as a bee's wing. And I miss her more than ever words could say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, and if I could have her in my arms today, then I wouldn't want her any other way. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, was a fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was the last child, she was running wild, she said so long as there's no price on love I'll stay, and she wouldn't want me any other way.
Ah, Christ off. Treadstone Bee's Wing. Ken Roberts coming up to midnight in Australia. Great to have you along. Hope you're well. Hope you're in good form and fine fettle. Did you know that Charles Darwin fitted wheels to his armchair so he could move around the office from desk to desk faster? Office chairs were available at the time, but they were not comfortable and certainly not what they are today. That's almost it for me. Listen, I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you indeed for joining me on Global Irish Radio, on Wild Country and on irishradio.org. Listen, you take care. As requested, leaving you with this.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony McBride here. You're listening to Jerry Byrne on Irish Radio.
Leaving you with this one. Cracking walkie on High Garden, Anthony McBride. I shall be back here on Saturday. Slum.
Chopping cotton and pushing flowers, I'm learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, saw the light in Daddy's eyes, I felt the love there in Mama's hands. They kept us warm and kept us fed, taught us how to look ahead. Looking back now, I understand that we were walking in high cotton. Old times, they are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times, they are not forgotten. Leaving home's the hardest thing we'd ever faced. Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time to gather for the church. Sometimes I think how long it's been, and how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton, old times there.